It is time for our forecast. It's time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning there, Pat.
Hello there, and how are you?
Well, other than, once again, spending 2.5 hours on the telephone with tech support yesterday, and then thinking we had the problem solved, that came in this morning. It was playing the wrong date card, audio files. It wouldn't switch from network to local. So I, you know, in a 10-minute span from 5 of 6 till like 5 after 6, it was pulling my hair out time. But what the heck, that's what it is.
Well, I have to say, you know, I had emailed what our problem yesterday with the student one software. I emailed good old Anthony Martella, so he got on the case right away. And he told me, he said, just relax. He said, if they don't update today, he said, I will, that was yesterday, he said, I'll roll it back to the previous version. And that's what he did. And last evening, he rolled the program back to the previous version because the new update has bugs. And everything is working fine. So thank goodness for that. And I'm sitting here watching the weather. The nearest showers to us right now are out in western New York. They probably won't get here until early this afternoon. 75 to 80 today. And then the rain comes down in buckets tonight, which is good. Mid-60s. It could even be some thunder and lightning. The rain will taper down Wednesday morning, and during the afternoon, it's going to clear. It'll be windy. High 70. I know I said showers on Thursday. We're going to cross that out and call it like partly sunny. And then on Friday, I think it's going to wind up with periods of rain. I don't think heavy rain, but light rain in the 60s. It'll be partly cloudy and cool on Saturday. And then sun with increasing clouds on Sunday. So the weekend, not bad, but on the cool side. What do you expect? It's October. Or will be.
And we all know what month October is.
It's a 10th month.
No. It's my birthday month.
Oh, it's your birthday month. And when may be your birthday?
23rd.
Oh, you're Scorpio. On the end of October.
Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe if I was born in 1952, this will be my 68th birthday.
God bless you.
I didn't sneeze.
And then I just wanted to comment. I you may have heard me comment on this before. I know that one of the platforms that they're going to be discussing tonight on the presidential debate is climate change. And again, you know, I've talked about this with so many people for years and years and years. Is it climate change? What is it? I don't think we could tell yet. We can't tell, Marshall, because, you know, it could be cyclical. And who's to say that the cycle we're in now will not last for another 50 years and change again?
We have a great, my old high school principal, head coach, Ed Kirby, is an unbelievable geologist. And I interviewed him about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He had a book that, and he said, first of all, climate change. Climate change is something that the Earth is continually doing. He said climate change in Earth time zones takes thousands of years, but it's constantly undergoing. Now, if you want to talk about humans and what they do on top of climate change that could affect climate change, that's something different. Like, you know, a hole in the ozone layer, which has started to patch up, or like the global temperatures rising and stuff like that. It affects it in certain ways, and it can speed things up, and it can make weather very temperamental, and everything, instead of being a regular thunderstorm, turns into be a violent thunderstorm, or, you know, it can do things like that. But that's on top of already what the Earth normally goes through. So basically, you can use the word climate change, and you can put that on top of what the global activity normally would be over thousands of years. Right. You know, it's a layered system. It's not something that's all together. The Earth goes through changes, but they're not done. They're not calculated in 50 years, 100 years, 200. They're calculated in thousands of years. And then you can see over the pattern what the Earth has done. But then you add in what humanity has done to affect what goes on. That's a whole different level. That's so they should come up with a different name for it. You know, global warming probably is more accurate than, and everybody makes fun of it, but that's probably more of an accurate term than climate change. Mm-hmm. Global warming, because that is happening across the globe. And just because it's global warming, of course, we all know, doesn't mean that it's going to be warmer where you are. What global warming is doing is just making storms and predicting these events that normally happen even harder. So, I mean, I agree with all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with all of that. And I'll tell you, Marshall, we're not going to be around, you know, to see if this is a cycle or whatever.
Yeah.
We just won't be around because, as he said, it takes thousands and thousands of years.
Now, what we do is one thing. Like when we pollute, we pollute.
Right.
When we destroy water areas, we destroy water areas.
Right.
That eventually will become part of the climate change. So we can, as human beings, we can affect that. But climate change isn't the right word to use. I think they should go back to global warming, because global warming is a reality. Climate change is a reality, but it's a much different reality. So
I agree. And the other thing is that, which we have been saying here on this radio station for a long time, the extremes are now the norm.
Yeah.
And I think if we look at that, or that statement, people could rest easier. You know, just look at it that way and expect, you know, that the weather is going to have these extreme swings. And I, you know, often tell so many people, you know, they say, oh, you know, you guys, you know, it's hard for you guys to get it right. You're the only people I know that could be wrong and not get fired. We're not here to tell you whether or not you could have a picnic, go to the beach. We're not here to tell you that. That's not our job. Our job here is to protect lives and property. That's our main purpose. Okay? Now, we're doing the forecast on a day-to-day basis. Okay? But, like, for instance, today, if you were expecting to, let's say, maybe, oh, I was going to run this afternoon. I was going to do a 2-mile run from 2 o'clock to 4 p.m. And Pat's saying right now that it may rain by that time. But what if he's wrong? Well, it's not going to affect anybody's lives or property as far as safety is concerned. Yeah. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. You better run earlier, you know, or something like that. People just take the weather, I think, and they apply it to, you know, what they're doing, their life. And if it doesn't match up, they're wrong. And a lot of people, and I don't blame them, misinterpret the forecast because of the wording. Variably cloudy. When we put in, I remember years and years ago, when we said a chance of snow showers, we did a survey and we asked people, when you hear snow showers in the forecast, what do you think of? And 9 out of 10 people said rain and snow mixed. Showers of rain and snow mixed. And I could see why. Snow showers. Showers symbolize rain. And then you put snow in front of it. So it makes sense. Snow and rain. But that's not it. You know as well as I do, Marshall. Snow showers are showers of snow that can accumulate. Not a lot, but they can accumulate as compared to flurries. So that's why I think the terminology of meteorology needs to be refined a little bit so that the average person can understand exactly what we're trying to communicate.
All right. Now,
yes,
I found a series for you to watch on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
Called Utopia.
Utopia.
It is deeply scary. It is so good. I watched the first episode and had to turn it off instead of watching the second one. It's a conspiracy thriller that is gauged around a group of young people who went to like a comic convention and that they believe in this conspiracy theory, in this comic utopia. And Pat, what happens in the first series, in the first, is simply staggering. Now, if you don't, if some gratuity violence, like people getting shot and stuff like that, bothers you, it's not for you. But if you can put up with that and follow this unbelievable, I have a feeling this is going to be a dynamite series. It's
really,
it's freaky as anything. It's as freaky, and there's so many. There's right now 7 incredible characters that they have in here, and they introduced the last one at the very second, at the very last second they introduced the last one. So all I'm going to say is, Utopia. See if you can find it and watch the first episode and let me know what you think, because I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch, but it definitely is weird.
It's weird, huh?
Weird.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to look up, because, you know, as you know, there's not much picking right now.
No. But Utopia, Utopia and The Boys are the ones that I'm hooked on right now. So
I haven't watched The Boys.
No. Well, The Boys has some gratuitous violence in it as well.
Okay. Anyways,
well, Pat, there's no gratuitous violence in the forecast.
No, there isn't. Just rain coming our way, so get ready for that, and I'll see you tomorrow morning.
Pat, have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. That'll wrap up the first hour. As I said, coming up in the next hour, we have Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine at 7:20. 7:35, Tim, Luke, and Greg Strom, the appraisal guys. 8 o'clock hour, we will be talking about the flu with the Sharon Hospital. And also Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, thanks for joining us today. You can join us now, streaming live at RobinhoodRadio.com or on TuneIn or on your smart speaker, simply by saying, play WHDD Robin Hood Radio. Stay with us. We've got 2 more hours to go. See you folks on Facebook tomorrow morning.